On the Wake Up Radio presents The Hour.
You must remember, the enemy has only images and illusions, behind which he hides his true motives. Destroy the image, and it will break the enemy. The it that you refer to is a powerful weapon.
What is life?
The story we tell ourselves. And every story needs a beginning. Your imagined suffering makes you lifelike.
Lifelike, but not alive. Pain only exists in the mind. It's always imagined. So what's the difference between my pain and yours? Between you and me?
To find a solution to a problem whose answer you already know.
The Hour.
Hello guys, it's On The Wake Up Radio, and today we're talking about Nigeria and SARS, right? And SARS stands for Special Anti-Robbery Squads. And I have a special guest here. You're from Nigeria. I want you to introduce yourself. Let the people know who you are.
Good evening, everybody. My name is James McDee. I'm a musical artist. I do music for a living. And this is something I've been doing for the past 4 years. I've been doing it, and I've been trying to push myself far so that the next generation coming can see that I'm using this music. Somebody, not just singing. So that's me. That's Kenzie D. Music is Kenzie D. So that.
Like, what kind of music? Is it like hip hop? Is it, what is it? A mixture?
No, I do Afrobeat.
Afrobeat,
R&B.
Okay, cool. Okay.
This week we're gonna do some stuff, so they just R&B.
Okay, R&B. Good. You're on iTunes. Are you like on iTunes and stuff like that? Can people hear your music online on YouTube? Can they? You have music video.
I haven't put that. I'm working on dropping a song. Really, I've already posted it on my Instagram. And we're working on a video. Me and my dad are working on a video. So that is awesome.
Okay. Put that
up first on YouTube and iTunes. But I have a song on audio.
Okay, so. We were going to talk about, you are so passionate about NSARS, and actually, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't know, yeah? Because I'm always editing. But when I went to look it up, I was just, like, horrified at, and I hear it's millions and millions of youths that's being murdered over nonsense because of this is part of the law, right? This is like the police?
Yeah, like recently, a law was passed for the police to have access to search anybody. They can just break into your house without having to get a warrant to search to search your house. You just see you in the road, you see with a phone or a gadget, you see that you have an iPhone or you have an Android phone, trying to search, see what are you, do something bad or no. That's not, they're trying to portray an image that we are not. That's not, all youth are not bad. All youth are not, we are not trying to, we didn't create this SACS units for youth to look, I mean, to look into youth, like, we should look into what, and that's not the reason they were created. They were created for armed robberies, for kidnappers. That was the main reason this unit was created, and they are now leaving that purpose and trying to harass the youth, you, and recently, a law was just passed by our president that a police officer can come into your house without a search warrant and search you. No, it doesn't go down that way. It was not less than a week was passed, and suddenly they started harassing and killing youth all over the place. See you, if you don't cooperate with them, they try to force you, trying to extort money from you, and you trying to make sure you be somebody, you trying to and a living, they're trying to make something out of you, and they're trying to frustrate you down. No, that doesn't go that way. So that unit was created for Amari and Kinapi, not for whatever they're doing now. It's not the reason it was created.
And they're they're killing people if they don't. Someone said, they said, oh, let me see your iPhone. Let me get your password. Let me get in. And what kind of money do you have? And if you don't have money, they shoot you.
Yeah. When they ask you for these things and you're trying to say, okay, I know my rights. You're not supposed to take my phone and search my phone. This is my privacy. This is my life. This is what I do. I keep most of my information. Things I do, my music, my videos, things, and you cannot just go into my privacy, start slashing my WhatsApp, start slashing my Instagram, slashing everything, knowing my, it doesn't go that way, because it's called privacy. It's for me to keep information that are very important to me. So let me use it for me, not for you to come and try and harass me. If you have a warrant to slash me, yes, I will give you a warrant, but not for you to see me on the roadside, just walking out, traveling, researching me and trying to harass me, make me feel like worthless. You can't travel from a town to another town without being worried that you're gonna meet the stars of down the road or a police officer that's gonna harass you. Every day, you're afraid to travel because even if you want to travel, you're afraid, okay, they just will not say, okay, they will delay your movement. A lot of us have had experiences about this task. It was one time in 2017, I was traveling from Ugili to Sapele. That was about not like 2 hours drive. So I was traveling to Sapele when they stopped. First checkpoint, they stopped, they searched the whole car. They took everybody out, searched everything, started like, where's your phone? Where's this? And wasting our time, trying to make us feel like we did something wrong. Like, and these are the people that are supposed to protect us, are supposed to put our interests first, but they are not doing that. It's very wrong. So we don't want, and this thing, this protest has been going on for over 4 years. So we don't want, they are not hearing what we're saying now. They don't want to hear us now. It's for them to just end that unit, because the unit is becoming a corrupt unit that they are using to extort money from the youth and from people. These youth are parents. They have uncles and aunties in police. So what they are not doing is, what they are not thinking is that they are trying to make us see that our family, I have an uncle who was a police officer. I have an uncle. I stayed with him for like 2 years, a police officer, an uncle. So when this is happening now, even if he was alive, he's gonna feel bad that I have somebody that's being affected through this process. It's gonna feel bad. So this unit is not just doing the worst. A lot of police officers are taking it as a means of talking from the youth, and they have to stop. And when you don't try to cooperate with them, you get into real trouble. There wasn't about that was June. Right? That was June. I went to travel down to my town here to see my mom. When I was coming back from somewhere around 7 p.m., almost 7 p.m. in the night, when the police, they just came, just took me without even wanting me to, where are you coming from? They didn't even ask, just took me by force, enter the car. I was trying to say, okay, what did I do? They say there was a fight somewhere last week. So we're trying to find, you don't do things like that. Just trying to make you try to find people as victims, trying to cover up for the crimes that other people have committed. No, it doesn't work that way. The youth have a voice. They are the tomorrow of Nigeria. We know that 60 years wasn't an easy journey, but this is 2020. They have to give us that freedom to express, because life is, like I told a friend of mine, I said, this is 2020. How do I put it now? I said to him, in 2020, online is the new TV. You don't have to go far and try to make a voice. You can go online and make yourself express your thoughts about things. like using music, using like the live streaming right now. So that's it.
Okay. Before you go anymore, I just want to welcome Oz. Hey, Oz.
How you doing, brother and sister?
Oz from Walk is Appeal. And so this is the brother from Nigeria, and he was just talking about NSARS. And so I don't, you know, what's your take on that? I don't know if you're familiar.
Yeah, so yeah, I've heard about the police brutality. And it's interesting because you know, police brutality, it's a global problem. And it gets confusing for some folks, all right, because they would say that there are black police officers doing this, and so they want to misconstrue that. But you know, black is a choice and an identity. And I say that if you're not uplifting black folks, then you can't really claim it, no matter what your complexion is. If you're not doing something to uplift black people, then you just can't use the word. Cornel West says that if your job is to oppress people, you need to get another job. Don't tell me that you're taking orders. You know right and wrong. You're well conscious. You're well aware when you're doing something right or wrong. And then if you feel that you have to do the wrong thing just to keep a paycheck, then I truly do feel sorry for you. You don't want to be. It's an extension of colonialism, racism, another level of oppression. When you feel that you have to oppress somebody else. Just because of a paycheck. I was having this conversation a few years ago with a close friend of mine who was at Howard. And follow me, I'm going a little tangent. And she wanted to start a black student organization. Typically, you see that at PW, predominantly white institutions, PWI institutions. We have a black student union or what have you. But we really need that at black institutions because sometimes you take it for granted, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, we don't need it. I liken that to this. So when we say Black Lives Matter and things of that nature, now I'm not talking about the organization. I'm just talking about the phrase, the statement. Yes, it still holds true even if you got maybe black officers, right? It still holds true if you're not or quote unquote black, because if you're not uplifting black folks. Then oppression is good no matter what the complexion of the oppressor is. And so, again, I stand with it. I understand it. If anything I can do to support, I'm always here with you, brother.
Yeah. Well, I seen someone had wrote, and you tell me if this is right, D. Nigerian police SARS is an instrument of police money extortion and repression of people's human rights. They make money for their senior police officers at police stations and police administrative headquarters offices. Nigerian police is very, very corrupt and morally bankrupt. Buhari and his IGP and many people and politicians know this. This is how and why an average policeman is overweight and pot-bellied. Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I agree with that because there was one time I want to talk about my experience in June. That was about 4 months ago. I was arrested and took to the police station. It was like I was arrested around 7 p.m. and I was trying to explain that I was coming from somewhere, so you guys should just let me go. And because this thing you said it happened a week ago, and I just got to this town yesterday. So I don't know if something like that happened. Okay, just let me go. I'm not, you people should just, okay, let me call somebody to try and tell you people that I have not been in this town since. They didn't allow me, took me to the station, and I was harassed that night. As in, they beat me up that night, and about two days, that was when they allowed me to try and reach my family. I was kept in the cell for 2 days without having access to a phone or anything. That's a crime. For you to keep someone in the cell without no evidence, nothing against the person, you didn't do anything, you just keep him in the cell. And these people are just taking people's life into their hands, like if nobody's going to ask them anything, they can do anything with you, they can kill, they can do anything to you. This thing has been happening for a long time, and it has to stop. This thing has happened to me twice. They will see you on the way, going somewhere, trying to make life for yourself, and they will try and harass you. And it gives us a mental state that we are afraid of police officers when we see them. We are afraid to go, when you see a man in black uniform, the police officer, you're afraid to friends or even stay in the same neighborhood with them because you don't know if they're going to be the reason they're going to tell that he's a young boy, he's trying to make life, he's disturbing the neighborhood, he's dressing, he's wearing a dreadlock, good luck on my hair. That was, when they took me to the when they arrested me June, they said that the reason they had to take money from me. And it's not supposed to be so. We want to take money from you because you're carrying a dreadlock. My dreadlock is for me. Yeah, the reason I'm carrying it is not for trying to make people. It's for me. I like it. That's why I decided to carry it. Yeah, you're gonna bear yourself with this amount of money. I was so pissed when my mom told me that they said I should pay money for something I didn't even do, trying to make a living for myself. So this thing has to stop. So this is just reform the Nigeria police. Maybe that's like this fella said, the police was created to keep black people. This is very, very true. Because a police officer will arrest you and won't even let you say a word, and there's a slap on your face. Straight up, slap you on your face, hit you, kind of frustrate you. That'll make you keep quiet. That is oppression. That's time. And when you're trying to resist in that process, you might get killed. And nobody's going to do anything. They will just try to cover it up. They just try to cover it up with something. There was one time I was arrested. I was 2017. They were trying to like, you have to say you did this. They had to hit me very hard before I could let them. I didn't allow them to do anything, and they had to hit me very hard. I stayed with the injury for like 2 months in my hand. Hit me with a bat. I'm trying to express myself that I didn't know anything that happened, but you're trying to tell me to say something I didn't do. That's oppression. No, we don't want that anymore. If they are tired of working, of being police officers, we go and look for other jobs. If the police, for those that are ready, if you know you're not ready to do your job, just go. The police was not created. The police was created to protect lives. But it seems that what Fela said, that the police was created to keep black people, is true. They're exhibiting it every day, and it has to stop. It has to stop.
Okay, so basically, you're saying if your hair has dreadlocks, if you have an iPhone, if you have a laptop, if you even look like, I guess, an American kid, that you must be doing something bad.
That's what I think.
And then they extort money from you. Now, do they take your phone? Do they take your laptop? They take it away from you too? And your money?
They take your phone if they have your phone. And in the process, if you're not trying to bail yourself, it's going to be hard. I don't know. I think most people have lost their phones, their cars, their iPhone, police officers, because you don't have money to take it back. So you have to sell it off to someone, or just try and bring yourself out so that you can face the life that you already faced again. You cannot be yourself and you can find a way to bring yourself out. So we'll try and put something out. Okay, let me just drop the phone. Okay, you guys should take the phone. Just let me go.
Right. Well, what's worse than losing your phone and your laptop is your life, because you don't have a dollar to give the
police. Yes, like paying for something you're not getting now. You're paying for freedom. That's it. You're paying for your freedom, which is not supposed to be so. It's supposed to be free to walk around, to be somewhere. You can't just be somewhere and you not have the right to do things you want to do, the right to travel. You don't. You cannot. It's like you're living in another man's country, in your own country. It's not supposed to be so. That's the stuff. This whole police. It's not about just SAS. The police unit has to be reformed. There are some bad people in it that are trying to make the youth look like they're bad, which is not so. We're making 60 years was 60 years. This is 2020. And it seems like they have forgotten that they have brothers that are there in the street. They're trying to make life too. But when they see other people and they're trying to stop from there, how do they think their own family members are feeling where they are? That's something they like to think.
There's something else that I've seen. Are you familiar with an artist named, his name is WizKid. And yeah. So the president of Nigeria, when Donald Trump said he was sick, the president of Nigeria said, wish you President Donald Trump and his wife, Melania, quick and full recovery from COVID-19. Well, the artist who has 7.3 million followers said, Donald Trump is not your business, old man. Police are still killing during your run daily. Nothing concerns you for America. Face your country.
That's true. Something about that was so. And that this really motivated everybody to really go into this, because we were waiting for him to like say something about this whole thing. And the next thing he posted was about Donald Trump gets well. How can you leave your own house that's burned, that's on fire? And you're facing someone else who's trying to face their own problem. That thing doesn't have that. Why will you leave? It was so embarrassing to us. It felt like we're living in a modern day slavery. You have a problem in your country that is, people are telling you this is wrong, and you just not saying anything about it. You're wishing that a Trump who doesn't even care about you, who doesn't even know if your country is going to burn up tomorrow. Wishing him COVID-19 relief, yes, well, it was so embarrassing for us. So he was, and Whiskey did something that nobody even thought about. But we have, this thing has been going on for long. This protest has been going on for over 4 years. So it has to stop. They have to reform the police. They have to reform the police. Not just NSAS alone. Reform the police. The police is corrupt. They have to reform it.
There's a movement. There's a movement on this side of the pond.
That was good.
There's a movement on this side of the pond. Abolishment movement. The idea is that they say we've come so far as a society. You know, all this technological advancement, cell phones and cars. That if you go back a few hundred years, there was no such thing as police. Police is a very new concept. And that if we've made such advances, why do we actually still need police? In other words, the demand to look at these issues through a different lens, that maybe police isn't the issue. Maybe we're using the concept of police more than we should. Maybe it's not the crutch that it really is. Like, there are issues in society. Policing may not be the answer. It hasn't proven to be so. An economist is looking at the places with the most police are the most dangerous, right? Anywhere where there's a lot of police. So that means that obviously there's no correlation with policing and criminal activity. The two don't go in hand. There has to be other things, education, just communal values, right? If folks have communal value, no matter what they do, right? Or value for human life, then society functions. Having somebody with a badge doesn't fix society, doesn't fix those problems. So the abolish movement wants to completely get rid of police altogether. Whether you disagree or agree is unimportant. But if you're trying to reform the police, that's a good tactic to use. When you're going to make a deal, you got to come, you got to ask more than you really want, right? So the idea when you come back down, you guys meet each other in the middle. Like, if I want to sell a car for $5,000, I don't ask $5,000. I got to ask $10,000. And so, therefore, when we come down, and we can come down to $5,000, that's where I want it to be anyway. So the abolish movement really functions really good if you're going to use it as a tool to reform policing in the whole world.
Okay, so you feel that, so policing is not necessary, but at the end of the day, how do we deal with, well, that's
not that it's not necessary, but it's a tactic. If you're talking about reforms, you can't reform it. Like, it's like if you're going to buy a car, if the car dealer knows that you want this car, there's no way you can negotiate. So therefore, if you say that you need police, there's no way you can negotiate. There's no reform going to come because they feel you need them. But the moment you say, oh, I can do without you, now you're going to be able to get some reforms. Now you're going to be able to deal. So you can't go to the table saying, we need police, and think you're going to fix it. Not going to happen. You got to actually say, I don't need police. And now you're going to be able, then you give you some wiggle room to negotiate to actually get some things done.
But you know, some people love police.
Come again?
Some people love the police. You know, some people love to call the police every day.
Yeah, and those people will never get police reform because the police know that they need them. Before you can, those folks make bad advocates because you can't get any change like that. If you feel you need something, done.
And I mean, for the honestly, in America, for the stupidest shit, people will call the police on their kids, on their grandmothers, on their wives, on their husband. Yeah. I mean, oh, someone ate the last Pop-Tart. I'm talking about real stupid shit over here in America. I mean, taxpayers' money really go to crap. And that's the thing. These guys pay taxes in Nigeria, and the same squad is murdering them.
Yeah. And that's not unique to Nigeria, I'm sure, right? I'm sure this is a district. Policing, because when the absolute power corrupts absolutely. You give somebody too much power, they will abuse it. This is human nature. You give someone too much power, a badge and no accountability, and a gun and no accountability, they will abuse it. And so we need to have something, and even in our system here in the United States, right? Most lawyers will tell you that you have no, well, lawyers who deal with the criminal justice system will say that you have no rights. You listen to the police say, because on the streets with the police, you have no rights. And that should never be the case. Your rights don't actually come into play until you get to that courtroom. So you got to survive. So really, the police in general, you, them, middle of the street, you have no rights. And that shouldn't be the case.
Right. Now, question D, I wanted to ask you, you said you have a family member that's a police officer. Now, was he not someone you could have called? I don't know about you. I use all my wild cards when I'm ready. Oh, he passed away. I'm so sorry. Condolences. Oh, man. No, see, I don't know what the problem is. My uncle.
So, I know if he was alive today, I would have really been hard on this.
I got a question for Brother D. So when you say reform the police, what does a reform police
really,
how do you get there?
Really send him some message to Chan. Get the thing.
Say that again, D. Say that again.
What does police reform look like? When you say police reform, what does it look like and how do we get there?
But you just got to speak up for him. The ice cream man is in the back, that's why.
Oh, that's me. So let me, hold on a second. Let me stop. Okay.
You know that ice cream music, you hear the music that's playing. That was a actual person created that music, and it was actually like a minstrel song. It was almost like come and get your watermelon or come and get your fried chicken or whatever it was. So now every time I hear it.
Yes, racist as hell.
You know, but kids don't know that's an old minstrel blackface type of song.
RZA from Wu-Tang Clan actually remade a new version for it to replace that song because it was a minstrel song. I think he did that back in the spring. So we have a digital option. So I'm not sure how well it's being disseminated. But I apologize. So what I was saying is, Brother D, you mentioned police reform how do you think that looks? What does that look like, and how do you get there, in your opinion?
Well, what the reform has to start with the units, the different units. Because if they know they are giving, they know what they're supposed to do, and they're following the order, what they're supposed to do, you won't have this constant harassment of youth people in the street. So this unit has to be guided by the law, not just by themselves, giving them the full power to do whatever they want. No. So that's the reason, that's the reform they have to do. They have to reduce their authority. Like the recent bill that was passed for any police officer to search you and harass, they took it far. That was why this society was so, so hard on us. They took it so far. It was just a week, a month or a week ago that the bill was passed and started supporting and it's really bad. So now that bill has to go, and the different units has to know that this is the purpose that is frustrated, and the police in general has to focus on why they were created, not to try and make them look bad to the youth and to the society they're supposed to protect. So the reform has to come from the inside, and different units has to know what and what they have. The reason they started this journey about 60 years ago, they have to know the reason. And if the reason was wrong, they have to go into it and change it. So that's it. They're trying to tell us that once Shalari said that the police was created to kill black people, it's true. And we're beginning to see it. So if it has to be that, they have to go into it and change everything. From the units to the units, they have to work on that as they come to see the reform of the police.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. There's no easy answers, I guess.
Okay. I mean, at the end of the day, do you see them disbanding it? I don't see them doing that.
Do
you see them getting rid of SARS, special anti-robbery squad, getting rid of it? They're not getting rid of it.
Yeah, they should. They don't want to get rid of it. Yeah, if they don't want to get rid of it, they should focus on why it was created. That's why I use the word unit. So that's a unit on its own, the police. That's a unit. So they should focus on why they were created and not to make them look bad in the eyes of everybody. You can't just see a police officer and be afraid to stand and tell them I have an issue. Because you don't know what, maybe they're going to turn it against you. So people are even afraid to go to the police if they have trouble, if they have issues. They are afraid because they don't know. Go to tell them the peace has been something. So this unit has to be reformed. The police in general has different units, so they have to be reformed. If they have to, what about the NSAS? That's NSAS. They have to end that unit, because that unit has been used for a long time now. To start money from them to use them as treat them as fellas say that the police was created to kill black people. So that unit has to be scrubbed
out. Uh-oh, he froze.
Freezing up? Is it just me?
No, he froze. I can hear you and see you. He's frozen. You're frozen, okay. D. Yeah. Okay. You know what's interesting? You're born here, right?
Me?
Oh, yeah.
Who, D?
Yeah.
Oh, there he goes. He's back. You froze out, D. Yeah, we asking for a lot. See, what happens is he's in Nigeria and we're in America and there's a lot going on. Yeah, it's like, they're like, oh, no, no, y'all ain't going to be talking about this today. Yeah. There you go.
That's Big Brother. Big Brother.
Yeah. Big Brother's like, enough is enough. It's too much black people in this room talking about things. If we were talking about some gossip, some Cardi B or some shit like that, it'd be all right.
Yeah, and also, like, you know, I always bring it back home, you know, the Black Struggle University. So I always see parallels. And so in Southeast Queens, like, there's a push for, like, a new police precinct where Cindy and I live. There's a push for a new police precinct. And yes, you know, crime might be an issue. But if you're talking about society and functional societies, crime isn't the number one issue, right? There's education that should always be the number one issue, right? It's because of that not functioning why people might do certain things. So problem A creates problem B creates problem C creates problem D. You don't go back, if you want to fix problem D, you just don't go back to C, you got to go over back to A. And so we wanted to make the argument more about, let's focus on education. So I can imagine that with the Nigerian police squad, instead of focusing on, you know, this anti-robbery squad, you know, as a government, as a country, we got a quote there from the president. Let's focus on education, right? That should be the main focus. Once you get the kids involved, once you get the, when I say education, I don't necessarily mean classical education, making sure that everybody's a productive citizen, then that the crime issues that you're talking about go away, and the need for policing, right? The fictitious need for policing goes away, just because it's like someone lied to us and told us this is the way society works. And if you go back a couple thousand years, it doesn't. That's not true. And things were much dangerous back then. You know, things have gotten technically safer. We've made a lot of technological advances that we shouldn't be relying on these prehistoric methods of solving problems. But Brother D, what do you think are next steps?
Can you hear us?
No, I can't hear.
D, can you hear me? Or can I type in the chat? Maybe I should type it in the chat. write it on a piece of paper and say, look in the chat.
God damn. And you know, so funny, I was about to say, well, I got a thousand pencils and then I sharpened.
My handwriting is horrible.
I'm trying to find a piece of paper.
Yeah, my handwriting is horrible.
No, mine's look like a doctor. I should have detergent and some shit. Hey, Lorda.
I can't see it.
I can't even read it. What it says?
So look in the chat.
Oh, my God. It's funny because we can hear you. I don't even know. My handwriting is disgusting, too. Wait.
Okay. Look. I see it. Look in. Put it up. The chat. D, look in the chat.
My God. We're in here. I could be like, remember the lady that was doing sign language for de Blasio? And then they found out the bitch didn't know how to do sign language. On the podium. And nobody, until somebody that was deaf was like, she not really saying nothing. She lying.
You gotta pay attention.
She sure did get it.
Fake it till you make it. Once you got the paycheck, you might have got some lessons.
I know. He said that looks like chicken scratch. It does look, I could have been a neuroscience. I could have put Frankenstein together. That's how amazing. That's why our handwriting sucks. That just means you're brilliant. You ain't got time to write.
So did you start seeing it?
I don't know. Did you see it?
Brother D, you can't. Can you send a text message? You got a phone number?
No, wait, let me. Oh, you know what? Maybe I should go in the in the DM in the chat or
okay. He just wrote something.
And
yeah, okay, he replied. He saw it. Yeah.
He replied.
Yeah, the unit should. He banned no reform. What it has done for over 4 years to extort money from citizens who failed to survive.
one for these four meals.
True. Word. I don't know.
Did you just ask me, Oz? Oh, okay. So I'm saying the unit should be banned. No reform. What it has done for over 4 years is extort money from citizens who've been.
You were born here, right, Oz?
Oh, me? I think you're from Nigeria.
You're born here, right?
He's born here too. I don't make assumptions.
But you're born in America, right? And I'm born in the Caribbean. Look at how it's working out. They always say we wasn't supposed to all mesh. No, about black folks, right? Oh, don't talk to them people. Don't talk to them foreigners.
We came together. We've been coming together for a long time.
It's what I call it. What's that mass? You know, when people, the herd of people get together. So kind of like when you get with your people and I get with my people and then people start going, well, it's tribes. When you start going, I'm in this tribe and you're in this tribe, even though we're the same color. Okay, I'm gonna see if he comes back. Cause I was trying to get him to, I pushed him out. So hopefully he'll come back on his own. I freed him, Oz. I freed him. And if he comes back, he's meant to be with us.
Please free me as well.
Sometimes you gotta free people. If they come back, they come back. If they don't, then fuck. Oz, it's good to see you. It's been so long.
Thanks for the invite. Yeah, I heard about the SARS. I just heard about NSARS actually this morning. I saw the NSARS.
I just heard about it last night.
At first, I thought it had something to do with the pandemic. Remember the SARS pandemic a few years back? So like, okay, well, what's this about? But then I read into it a little bit more because they have protests going on in the UK. About this. So the Nigerian brothers and sisters over there seem to be a lot more, I guess, on it. And so, I thought it was the same thing, too.
And then they were like, they don't know how come it's getting so much traction, because I think the fact that it's hashtag NSARS, you're like, please own coronavirus. Please end the COVID, you know, and then you're like, I asked someone about it, and I said, do you know about NSARS? And you know what they wrote me? They wrote, yes, I do. It happens in the winter time and when it gets especially cold. And I went, maybe you should look it up and then get back up. Because you're just going with what you're reading right now.
What's the brother? John Boyega? John Boyega?
Uh-huh.
The brother from Star Wars. The actor from Star Wars, Detroit. He's in a few other movies. Okay. But he had mentioned, because he's Nigerian, of course, and he had mentioned something about the NSARS movement. And so, yeah, that's the... And then you said that our brother, what's his name? Star Wars? Whiskey. You said Whiskey made that post, that, right? That tweet?
Right. This one, yeah. I think that's brilliant. That's just, like, in your face.
I mean, it's good when you're supposed to use your platform for something. Brother D, you're back.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm back.
Yay.
Okay. Yeah. So you say you're trying to get it banded. But so my follow-up question is, how are you going to get it banned? Like, how are you going to do it? In other words, you can't just make a you can make a request, but how do you get the powers that be attention for that to be put on the table? What's your strategy for that? What that you can share with us?
Yeah, about this question that's going on right now, that's one tool we're using to try and make them see that we're tired of this brutality and oppression and spending of money from citizens that can barely feed their family for 3 square meals a day. And you still want them to be happy. No, it doesn't go then. That way, using our platform like this, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, going out there. Like today, there was a protest here today. So we're using every means we can to make them see that this thing has been happening for too long and we want it to stop, to end, so that people can walk free. You can't be in your own home, your own country. They're supposed to protect you, your interests, and the interests of your personality, and they're trying to make you feel like you're worthless. No, so we're using every miss on the protest today. So
just another protest I'm doing here right now on this platform. So that's it. That's why we're using anywhere we can doing it.
Yeah, because I've spoken to as Cindy asked, we know a lot of folks in the police force. And, and I guess sometimes it goes to why you join the police force. Right? There are some, very few, who joined the police force to reform it, right? Because they saw a lot of wrongdoings in the police force. Not that they wanted to fight crime, but they wanted more representation. And so that drives them to try and do the right thing. You can't be about a paycheck, especially when you're giving someone that much power and authority, a gun and a badge and unlimited authority. You can't just be the hiring process can't just be based on folks trying to get a paycheck. You know what I mean? Especially when you're going to be giving
someone. Cut it out, Oz. Most people become cops because they're told, we'll help pay for school. We'll help, like my cousin joined because she wants a lawyer, so they're going to pay for law school. Some people join because they leave the military, and what can you do for 20 years? Eat donuts, sit on your ass. Hopefully you're put in a good spot. Do you know what I'm saying?
But that's not, for what we're asking them to do. And then, so these are the people we're asking to solve all our world's problems. Right, people.
Yeah.
Somebody who
wants
to sit on the ass.
It's supposed to solve our worst problem.
Did you say that's supposed to solve? Say that again, yeah. D. That's supposed to do what?
It's supposed to solve our worst problem, which is crime, armed robbery, kidnapping, protect us when we're sleeping at night. It should be out there in the streets, protecting us, so that we know that we have people with. We want to be proud that we have a police officer that tells her, you're safe. Yeah, you're sleeping, you're safe. Tomorrow morning, you're going to see your car parked outside where you left it. So that's the kind of police we want. Not the police that will wait till they hear a crime and they're trying to wait till the next day and trying to come and stop money from people that are just passing by. They're just going about their daily life. So you understand what we're trying to say now. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. Rather, they're trying to use this as a means of livelihood. Okay, they have been paid, fine. If you know the pay is not good, why don't you people as a police unit, as a police body, make the government know that this pay that you guys are giving us is not good for us. We want an increase. Like the lecturers here, there was a strike. Lecturers had a strike because they felt like they are not being regarded, they are not being paid well by the government. So they had to go on a strike. It affected the students. You understand? So if the police has a body, knows that the paycheck that they have been given is not enough, you don't have to take it to the citizens that you're supposed to protect. Take it to the government that choosing to give you a reason to work. Yeah, the reason you're working. Because if the police is not there, the government is not even complete without the police. Because they too use the police as security for themselves. So if the police think they are not being well taken care of, they are not being well recognized, they should go for their own purpose. Fight for their own. Not trying to stop from us. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That reminds me. One of the things that we notice over here and how police function in Black communities over here versus how they function in other communities. The police are there when they're called in other communities. Right? If they call the police, yes, come and do this, come and do that.
Okay.
They just roam around looking for. Actually, and I have friends who are officers. This is what they do. They fish. If I stop 10 people, one of them going to have something on them. If I stop 100 people, three or four of them going to have something on them. So you just stop them at random. But you would never do that on the other side of town. You would never just stop people randomly. So what you're talking about when you say, I want to feel safe at night, I want to make sure my car is there, that's how police is supposed to be. That means I only want to see you when I call you. I don't want to see you any other time. Right. With these units, they just roll around looking for you to do something. And they only do it to us. They would never do it now to you. Brother D, I'm sorry, you saying?
Well, that's true. Now, the police is supposed to be there. But right now, the Nigeria police, you can't call the number and it's going through. You can't even call the police. You hear a sound, gunshot sound, and there's no number you can use to reach the police here. There's no number. Maybe you hear a gunshot. Tomorrow morning, bet you will see the police van in the community trying to harass those people around that are living in that neighborhood. They won't even try to get information about what happened. They'll look for some way and try to push people into some trouble. Like, just maybe they see you walking around. They normally do it in a way that it look like you did something wrong. Okay, maybe you're going out around 8 p.m. in the night, kind of time, or you're coming from work, or you're coming from somewhere. They will have to make sure they're trying to find a way to. But no, it's not so supposed to be so. So this police mentality has to change. This is 2020. This is not 1960. We are tired of them trying to make us look like we are not the leaders of tomorrow. We are the leaders of tomorrow. Whether they're trying to paint us black, like we're bad. We are all black. We are all bad people. Everybody in the world has their own side. But when you know that you have a job to do and you're not doing it, you're giving us a reason to see that you're really a bad person. So the police has to reform. They have to do their job. You can't call the police officer. There's a disturb in my area. No, there's no number to overcall. What? Best be the next day we see a police van parked outside the street and they're trying to carry by 8 p.m. in the night, trying to tell youth, trying to take them to the police station. So you're trying to make their family worry. Their parents, our parents, you're worried. My mom called me the other day. I was like, hope you're home. Because she's not afraid of that I might get into trouble with some people. No, she's afraid that the police is going to arrest me.
That's crazy.
She's afraid because it's not safe to walk around as a youth anymore. They see every youth as a bad person. No, we're trying to make a living for ourselves. We're trying to make sure our next generation don't suffer, don't have to go through the pain that we're going through right now.
Right. That's going to change, right? You're saying it's not 1960. You probably wasn't even born. You're young. Do you get what I'm saying? When is it really going to change?
Well, the change is coming now. The change is now. We're ready. We're not backing out.
Yeah. Okay.
If we keep quiet, our kids are going to suffer for it. So we have to do it for them.
That's right. We must act as if we answer to our ancestors, our children, and the unborn. Emile Carter Brown. That's how you make your decision.
They should know that in Nigeria that they want to see that they always want. The dream of is the Nigeria they have now. And they have to allow the Nigeria to move from 1960 to now. We are not in 1960. We are in 2020.
And happy Nigerian independence, by the way, too. Happy belated Nigerian independence.
Thank you.
He knew what you were talking about.
October 1st. Yeah. So, what was I going to say about the policing, police reforms, oppression?
What's going on, Oz? You're getting young.
It'll come back to me. But keep up the fight. Keep up the good work, Brother D. And know that what you're doing isn't unique. I mean, you're part of a long struggle, and you're just carrying the baton as you're supposed to. Don't ever get comfortable. All right? Don't ever think that, okay, all the work's been done. You always got to pursue, push forward, more work, more work, more work. It's a burden, but it's a necessary burden. Because the best thing I heard you say, you got to make it for your kids. And you're young. And you're thinking about the future generations. That's the only way we succeed as a people. When we start making decisions about not our own self. What are our kids going to have to go through?
Yeah.
What part of Nigeria?
Where in Nigeria are you, brother? No. Where in Nigeria are you?
Delta State. Delta State.
How far is that from Lagos? State. How far is that from Lagos?
Like about 8 hours drive to Lagos.
Oh, you're not sorry. Okay, Nigeria's a big place, though. Nigeria is not. Nigeria's a real big place.
Right. Bigger than Brooklyn. And Queens. Brooklyn and Queens. And what is it? Brooklyn, Queens used to be Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Wait, Kings County and your Queens County.
That's right.
But I thank you. Anything extra you wanted to say, D? We're coming up on the hour. Is there anything else?
What I want to say is that 2020 has been a year that most people lost hope of. Because nobody thought of this pandemic coming. Nobody ever expected that anything's coming this year that was going to stop everybody from doing what they're going to do every day, trying to get their life going on. Everything just passed in 2020. And I found out that other countries were giving help to their people, but here in Nigeria, it was different. Nothing was given to anybody. We had to survive on our own. Not even $100 was given out to citizens by the government. And still, this government and tried to, they just resumed school. They just resumed school last week. I hear that they're telling the students to pay an amount of money to try and maintain the school infrastructure. This is not supposed to be so. This country, Nigeria, has to understand that Nigeria is like all of us. If you're trying to pull everybody together, you have to consider our feelings and what we go through every day trying to make a living. You're not putting that into consideration, then you will head to a failed Nigeria. You see, the pandemic came, not even $100 was given to his family to survive on. People had to go back to farming, people had to go back to selling off their properties, people had to go back to zero, trying to survive every day. We didn't even complain that much. We just had to swallow our pride and fight for ourselves. The same government where different organizations sent money to their account to support. But nothing was given out to us for over 4 months staying at home. Not even $100 was given to a family to survive. And you say we are heading to a greater Nigeria. We are not heading anywhere. We are still in 1960. So they have to pick us 2020. So that's what I got to say. They have to pick us. We are in 2020. We are not in 1960. Nigeria, if Nigeria doesn't go further than this, then we are heading to instead Nigeria already.
Okay. And tell them where they can find you, because he does music to us. He's selling. Yeah, D does music.
We need strong positive voices. We need strong positive voices. Saying messages. With messages, Spirit of Fela Kuti has something to say. Yeah. You gotta have a message, and I know you got one. I appreciate that. So whatever music you do, send it our way. We support it. Cindy, you put it in the intro music.
Yeah.
I'll put it in the I'll put a link. Like, if you send me a link, do you have like you don't have your music on
SoundCloud
SoundCloud?
We can help you get it on
YouTube.
Okay.
Well, send me the link and I'll put it in the description for this show so people can go and listen.
I'll send you the link.
Oz, you got anything to say to the people?
I miss you, Cindy. Thanks for calling me up. Let me be a guest on this today show. See, you know, you're my brother in the struggle. I've never met you, but you are my brother. Make no questions about that. Your pain is my pain. All right. Yeah. We carry each brother's burden. We don't have to do it all alone. And you know, we still just try out there doing people's work. So even if
you froze us.
We're doing a folks' work. Yes, I froze. I'm back. Am I back?
You're back. You're back. Go for it.
Am I back? I think I'm back. Or am I the only one not frozen?
Oh my God, you fucking froze again. Excuse me, my mouth.
Big brother is at work. Big brother don't take a rest.
What does the XD, I don't know if you can hear me.
Bash me?
But someone wants to know what his name means.
Are we froze?
D, what does your name mean?
My name?
Yeah, they want to know what it means.
They want to know? Yeah, the guy, Gregory. They want to know. I have to give them that stress. It's not everything I have to tell, so they have to Google it. No. No, you just have to Google it to know about it. Not everything I'm going to say. Yeah.
I totally missed that. No, I did. I missed that.
I said, not everything I'm going to say. I said, you got to Google the meaning of that.
Oh, no, everything has a meaning. Not every name has a meaning. That's what you're saying.
I said, I don't have to say. If they want to go, they Google it. Send me that. This family is
okay. He ain't want to go with his government. Like, Oz don't go with his government. All right. I'm the only one here with my government.
So you say, I don't know that. I ain't never seen God like
that. You ain't never seen. You funny.
I know what you're telling me. That's it. That's all I know. I'll ask
you
a question.
That's it. You know what you're telling? I know. But it was a beautiful show. I thank you. I learned a lot. I know a little bit more, which means I'm going to pay attention to it even more so. I don't know what we can do here. What can we do here?
It's a universal struggle. I mean, in the 70s, yeah. Black struggle was universal. I mean, we always got to remember Kwame Nkrumah in Kenya and brothers in Nigeria. I mean, Ghana. You know, there was a fluid exchange all over the globe, folks in revolutionary movements. I mean, so we support just by carrying burden collectively.
That works. All right, brothers. I'm going to say goodbye. Thanks for listening on the Wicked Radio. Oz, you know we're alive on the radio, right?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Look at your face. You're like, what? We got to catch up. Yeah.
All right.
Peace.
All right, guys, later.
Flawed individual.
Cindy Ashby Productions.
On the Wake Up.